blinded. She couldn't keep still. Staring up at the heavy red curtain, Misty felt a hand on her back. "You okay?" Kat asked. Misty nodded. "I'm ready." And then the curtain was rising up and away. Bright spotlights spilled onto the stage, casting a spell of stillness that would only be broken by movement. In her tutu and braided bodice, Misty pranced onto the stage as Swanilda, with Wolfie playing the part of Franz. At last, lost in the dance, she felt the heat of the lights when she twirled and imagined she could see every face in the room, especially Mommy's. Misty smiled, proud of what she, Kat, Wolfie, and all the other dancers had accomplished together. She couldn't wait to see what they would do next. This is Misty Copeland. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Bunheads. Text copyright 2020 by Misty Copeland. Production copyright 2020, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
That was Misty Copeland's book, Bunheads, on ICANN's audiobook tour. Thank you to Penguin Random House and Misty Copeland. If you enjoyed this audiobook tour, visit icannradio.org for more information. You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.
But Franz ignored her anger. Later, Franz sneaked into the toy maker's house to see Coppelia, but the toy maker caught him. When the toy maker realized that Franz was in love with his doll, he had an awful idea. Maybe he could use Franz's love to turn Coppelia into a real girl. Lucky for Franz, Swanilda had also sneaked into the toy maker's house out of curiosity, and she was still hidden inside. She overheard the toy maker's evil plan and decided to dress like Coppelia to confuse the old man. Once the toy maker believed that his doll had finally come to life, Franz escaped. After that, Franz realized what a fool he'd been, and he married Swanilda. The two lived happily ever after. Misty loved how Swanilda never lost sight of her goal or her real love. She knew she wanted to be Swanilda. In just a few days, we will decide what roles you will dance in the performance, Miss Bradley said. Now let's practice. First, there was a développé tendu front with one leg lifted forward, the pointed foot gently touching the floor. Next was the rond de jambe tendu front, with the leg stretched straight out to the front, making big circles round and round in the air with the toes. Then it got a bit harder with the pas de bourrée, moving from side to side as one foot crossed over the other. They had such fun with the soutenue as the young dancers twirled and spun in unison. Finally, the lesson ended with simultaneous pas de bourrée again and again. Misty picked up the steps easily, following only a half second behind the rest of the class. "Have you ever danced Coppelia?" Miss Bradley asked. Misty shook her head nervously, replying, "I've never taken ballet before." "Well, you're very good," Miss Bradley said. "Come," she called to Misty and Kat, a younger girl who was full of energy. "You two, up front." Misty could feel her heart pounding. Miss Bradley asked Kat to show Misty the dance of Coppelia. Coppelia sits in a chair on the balcony of the toymaker's house throughout the first act of the ballet. Kat held her arms in first position, then lifted her arms and turned her head like a robot, up and down and side to side. She performed the moves beautifully. When it was Misty's turn, she imitated Kat from memory. "You are both very gifted," Miss Bradley said. As soon as Misty got home, everything about the new class and the Capellia fairy tale tumbled out of her. I'm proud of you, Mommy said. Misty was so excited, she could hardly sleep. She lay in bed thinking about the doll coming to life. Misty said her name aloud, Coppelia. It felt magical and full of mystery. The next day, Misty arrived early. Cat was there too, dancing the steps of Swanilda. Oh no, Misty didn't know if she could compete with someone so talented. Soon, Miss Bradley arrived. Do you girls know which part you want to play in the recital? Misty held her breath as Kat answered, Coppelia. When the other dancers arrived, filling the studio with laughter, Misty and Kat stayed close, learning from each other. Kat's movements were sharp, while Misty's were soft. They tried to copy each other's style until they were giggling. At last, Miss Bradley was ready to audition the dancers to cast the parts that everyone would play in Coppelia. Nearly all hands shot toward the ceiling to audition for Coppelia. Misty was nervous for Kat, but when Kat began to move, Misty knew no one would be able to outdance her. When it was time to dance the role of Swanilda, Misty was paired with a grinning younger boy named Wolfie, who was portraying Franz. Wolfie was on a mission to catch Misty's attention. The next day, Miss Bradley announced she would play what parts. Misty was excited when Kat got the part of Coppelia, and even happier when she won the part of Swanilda. The next few weeks were full of hard work for Misty. She had to perform both Swanilda and Coppelia when she tricked the toy maker into thinking she was the doll who had come to life. It was a lot to learn. Watching Kat dance her parts with ease made Misty try hard.